Psachim Parak Yud Mishnah Zayin. Mazgulo Koshlishi. So now we're at the point of the third coast of the Dal Kosos. This is by Barich. Mavarach HaMazon. And use that coast to say Birkas HaMazon. You say it on the coast. Ravi Gomer Lav is a Halal. The fourth cup is used for a Halal, and you say Halal on that fourth cup. Vomer Lav Birkas Ashir. And you also say the Birkas Ashir, what that is exactly, if that's the Yahaluchas at the end or the Nishmas Kochai, we have a custom to say both. Then Bein Kosos Halalu Imrotz Lishtos Yishteh, between the second cup and the third cup of wine, if you want to drink, you can drink whatever you want, but between the third and the fourth cup, Lo Yishteh, you're not allowed to drink anything between the third and fourth cup. The bartender explains, because of where you might get drunk and not finish challah. Mishnah Ches. Ve'im aftir nachar Pesach afikoman. You're not allowed to eat anything after the afikoman. No dessert. Yashna miktsasan yochelu. If you have a group of people eating the Korban Pesach and some of them fell asleep, and then they wake up, they can continue to eat with the rest of the group. Kulan lo yochelu. But if they all fell asleep, then when they wake up, they can't continue to eat their Korban Pesach, because it looks like it's you're eating in two separate places, in two different groups, because when you fall asleep, it's like a break in what you did before. Rabbi Yossi Omer, if namnu yochelu, nirdemu lo yochelu. Rabbi Yossi makes a difference between how deep the sleep is. If it's a very light sleep, then they can keep eating. If it's a very deep sleep, they cannot keep eating. The bartender explains, he's going on the first part of the Mishnah that said that if some of them fell asleep and they woke up, they can eat when they wake up with the rest of the group. So Rabbi Yossi is coming to say that's only if they had a light sleep. But if they had a very deep sleep, then they can't continue eating with the rest of the group. And that's how we hold.